Now for our first feature. Derek James, a regular columnist of the Evening News, talks about the firms that helped rebuild our city. It is read by Chris Gillam.
The big department stores, Curls, Debenhams and Bonds, John Lewis, were rebuilt along with many other shops. New factories were opening. Norwich was slowly coming back to life after the Second World War. The first half of the 1940s had been brutal. It brought death and destruction. But victory was sweet, and the fascinating story of how the city and its people recovered is told in the best-selling new book, Norwich 1945 to the 1960s, A Journey from Austerity to Prosperity by Francis and Michael Holmes. During the war, 130 Norwich factories, large and small, had been destroyed. As these were rebuilt, they were modernised and redesigned to meet the challenges ahead. As a result, by the late 1950s, the city was home to some of the most up-to-date industrial units in the country. Norwich was back to its manufacturing best. They included the big new Cayley's factory on what is now the Chapelfield Shopping Centre. It was described in 1956 as one of the most modern and efficient confectionery enterprises in the world. And there was Harmer's large clothing factory, where hundreds worked and was said to be one of the leading firms of its kind in the country. The leading employer in the city was still the shoe industry, employing around 9,000 men and women, and the construction sector was also booming as the city was rebuilt, providing work for some 7,000 people. The footwear made in Norwich was among the best in the world. In 1955, Startright, or James Sutherland Co. as it was then, was granted a royal warrant for supplying shoes for Prince Charles and Princess Anne. The next year, Thompson and Son on Golden Dog Lane were selected to make the shoes for Grace Kelly's page boys when she married Prince Rainier. And our engineering firms were among the best in the land. In 1959, Lawrence Scott and Electromotors were awarded a share of the £16 million order from British Rail to build new diesel locomotives. Bolton and Paul opened new premises. The shape of Norwich was also changing with a booming economy, more traffic on the roads. The time had come for many factories to set up on the new industrial estates such as Harford on Hall Road, and it was also time for plans to be announced to move the famous cattle market out of the city centre and down to Harford. The days of animals being driven through the city streets was finally coming to an end. Expansion also took place in the city centre. It had been proposed to house all Norwich Union staff, now Aviva, in a large modern block of offices facing All Saints Green. It was put on hold because of the post-war austerity measures, but by 1955, Norwich Union decided it was time to go ahead with the new buildings grouped around head office, and by 1960, building had started on a nine-storey office block designed to accommodate 2,000 staff.